So our listener Tiffany has a great relationship. So why is she questioning it? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She says, hey guys, got a question for you. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year.
Okay.
I'm 34, he's 27.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, I hesitated because of the age difference, but I decided to go out with him anyway.
Okay.
For the most part, we get along great. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun together. Mm-hmm. He's a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I am starting to question whether I should continue the relationship.
Okay.
I really love him, but he doesn't fit the mold I had in mind for my ideal partner.
Okay.
He wants to get married and have kids together.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely not ready for that yet.
Mm.
Actually, I have already been married, and it ended in divorce.
Okay.
I'm not in a rush for that to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
I have a child, which makes it even more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid really loves him, too.
Mm.
But I still have to proceed with caution, obviously.
Sure.
He's become my best friend,
mm-hmm.
and I know I would miss him terribly if I broke up with him.
Mm-hmm.
He has broken the mold for who I thought I needed, but doesn't check all the boxes that I do need.
Mm.
The longer I'm with him, though, the more the age gap bothers me. He's immature at times. Some of the things that bug me, he talks a lot. When he gets on a subject, he knows it all.
Oh.
He lied about owning a house. He did admit that lie later and apologized.
Mm.
I suspect occasional exaggerations. I hate dishonesty.
Right.
He's still a college student because he switched degrees so many times. Doesn't expect to graduate until the age of 29.
Okay.
On the other hand, I'm in an established career.
Okay.
He gets jealous and insecure, and I have to reassure him I'm attracted to him, and he's not fat.
Oh.
Now I know how guys feel that when women do this.
Okay.
So obviously, he's got great qualities. Mm. It's not all bad. I just might be too picky. Separating myself from him emotionally would be difficult because we have really become accustomed to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm going to break it off completely or just back off a bit and make it clear marriage is not in the near future.
Mm.
If you guys have any thoughts or comments, I'm all ears.
Wow. Okay. She lays out a lot of things.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And I think one of the key things I took away from it is best friend. Like,
right.
And not every... Like, friendship is meant to be, like, partners. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's almost like, okay, she's listing out kind of her pros and cons list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of laid it
realizing
out
not everyone's going to be perfect.
Right,
so she's
right.
kind of like, right. all right, here are the warts.
Yeah.
Here are the things that are great with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still probably some hang-ups in her head based on what she thought she needs for herself. But then found, you know, a good connection with him. So she's trying to, you know, do away with some of the things that she thinks he lacks that she thought she needed.
Mm.
But then there are other things that she's hanging on to she says she absolutely needs that he doesn't have. So it is a lot to sift through.
Allison on Facebook jumps in and says, it is okay to break up with the, quote, good guy if it doesn't fit what you're wanting in your life.
Right.
And honestly, you can't give him his dream of a family. It's probably best for him, too.
That's the biggest key here, I think, is if that's what he's wanting and you don't, that's going to be a really
or don't
big
think
thing.
You're ever going to come around to it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And he's ready to do that right now. So that I think that's going to be probably the biggest factor you're going to have to weigh on whether you want to continue on with him knowing you don't want to give him what he wants right now.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let us know how you have approached a situation like this. Maybe you found yourself in that similar circumstance. 502-795-1997. You can call, text, or even send us a voice note of your story.
Yeah, you can text us that voice note to 502-795-1997.
So when do you know it's time to end it? It's 99.7 DJX. Tiffany rolls in and has a boyfriend of a year, feels great about it. However, there's an age difference. She's already got a kid and has already been married and divorced, and he wants both of those things. Not, I mean, marriage and a kid, not marriage and divorce, but.
Right. Yes. No. And he's still kind of in college.
Yeah.
He's still finishing up some things. She says he is occasionally immature and stuff. He is kind of exaggerated about some things in the past, been a little dishonest, not going to graduate until he's like 29. There's some things that she's trying to sift through.
Yeah, we got a message from Steve on text, 502-795-1997, says, hearing too many red flags based on what she said. Feel like she knows he's not the right one, but she's looking for reasons to make it work.
Yes.
And then he says, I think she should cut it back. Keeping around longer with an attachment to her kid is only going to make it harder later. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, she said her child really loves him.
That's right.
And Trina says, if you feel this way and you know it's not going to lead to what he wants, kids, marriage, let it go now.
Mm.
Don't think age is necessarily the real issue here. It's the different places in life.
I agree with that.
That could be the case even if you're both 25 or 35. Knowing for sure if you want kids or not and if you want to get married or not, they're both huge decisions. So if you're not positive but he is, you probably need to end it now, mostly for his sake.
Yeah, that's true.
At this point, you know, because you don't want to just continue on a few more years down the road and he still, you know, isn't getting what he needs out of the relationship, but you're just kind of there because you're best friends and he's good to your kid and you kind of like the way you're chugging along right now.
Tanya, Facebook said, nobody, especially men, are not perfect. They will never check all your boxes. And
yes.
If you keep looking for that perfect one, you'll never find him. However, he isn't your guy. Because when you find the right one, you change your boxes, leave now so he can live the life he deserves.
Yes. And that's what Amy from Eminence says. Sounds like he's going from the stability of his parents' house to the stability of your house. Lots of people can have lots of great qualities, but she's at a point in her life where she knows what she wants and she doesn't need to settle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think neither does he. Because I think he might be settling too.
Yeah.
If he's staying with you, knowing that you aren't in the right, you know, same place in life, wanting the same big things out of life right
now. I think we're all leading to the uncomfortable answer of this probably doesn't have legs. Like, it's probably not going to go the distance.
It's tough because I know it sounds like you recognize what a good guy is.
Yeah.
And you were trying to be like, all right, well, maybe I'm going to divert from my little stringent list of what I think I need and see if this can work. But I think there's too many. The biggest things you guys are facing are the, you know, what he wants out of life, marriage, family, and you're not there.
Yeah. And, you know, how many people have you known or met who are like, you know what? We tried dating. We were better as friends. Maybe that's you.
It could be.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's what our take is. You can always, if you wanted to say something and you ran out of time, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, you can still weigh in there. But keep us posted. That's group
therapy. That's tough.
Yeah, it is. That's group therapy.